Pastor Buddy, and we are joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here on shortwave tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And we assure you that we'll get the internet back up and moving as soon as we can. You can't do nothing with Mother Nature. And boy, she's been nasty here lately. Storms, I mean, California is almost washing away. It is incredible what's going on in this nation. I know that we've had the wettest, well, if you will, probably the wettest winter and on record here in Tennessee. I can't remember, and I'm 73 years old, and I can't remember any time that it's been as wet. They're spraying. The chemtrails are over our head every day, and just as soon as they know a front's coming in, they go to spraying, and then you'll go to coughing. So, well, we got the Sabbath service tonight, and we're going to get into part. Actually, we're going into part four, and we're going to talk to you about the traditional uninterrupted seven-day cycle, which is basically, mathematically, impossible. It's amazing that people would take something that you get from the bank or your local hardware store, and you carry it in, and it's their way of having you, introducing you to the time that they're keeping. Now, it has nothing to do, and I'm going to show you tonight, take my time and show you, that the mathematical 7-day cycle calendar of the Gregorian is incorrect. We're going to prove it wrong. Now, if we can prove it wrong, you're going to have to start looking for another branch to get on. You know, it's just like the old saying, if they cut a branch out from under you with the process of their tradition, just move on up. Don't fall out of the tree and kill yourself. Don't get discouraged and quit. Just keep a digging. Press toward the mark and the high calling, which basically is in the Father. If you will press toward that mark, you're gonna see the truth. Now, let's start systematically and scientifically. The simple truth is that the Gregorian, It never does anything that would be in two different cycles of the week and two separate dates of man-made month and causing them to be on two separate days of the week. In reality, they will still be in two separate cycles, and it only seems to put them on the same date, but the date is artificial. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the true dates in Scripture are the moon. You're not going to find any date in Scripture that is not by the moon. Now, that's the most important thing I can leave with you tonight. I want to drop that into your tank and see how far you can drive on that thought. Nothing, and I mean nothing, can change the cycle except going back around the earth, ladies and gentlemen, which will cause you to lose or gain a day depending on how you go. Now here's what the Naval Observatory has to say about the International Dateline. Now, this is science. This is advanced science. The International Dateline, they say, is an imaginary line in the earth that separates two consecutive calendar days. Uh-oh. I want to repeat that so that you, Gregorian Saturday, Seventh-day Keepers, I'm especially aiming this at you because the poor Sunday Keepers don't know no better. But if you're on either one of those dates, you better listen up. In the Eastern Hemisphere, which is to the left of the line, it is always one day ahead of the date in the Western Hemisphere. It's been recognized as a matter of convenience, but has no force in the international law. Without the international dateline, travelers going westward would discover that when they returned home, they would have been more than they thought that had passed, even though they had kept careful tally of the days they'd been gone, they would be one day more. And that's the problem with the Gregorian calendar. It is not perfect. It's man-made, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think that Yahweh would let man tamper with his times and his laws? No. He warned you in Daniel 7:25 that they would tamper with his time. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is so sad, and it's awful. It is awful, and I hope and trust that Yahweh will give you some understanding. I'm not here to insult your intelligence or to actually get something that is detrimental to you, to cause you harm, or to cause you to fret and to worry. I'm teaching this tonight so you can make a change. Come out of her, my people, that you could see the truth and account that there's one more day. If you started out and you crossed the international dateline and arrived back at your location, you could see, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a time missing of 24 hours on one side of the international dateline, and then there's one day gained. And you can't do that on Yahweh's time calendar. It won't happen that way. Yahweh's perfect. Man is imperfect. And man has thought to change times and laws, like I said in Daniel 7:25. Now, when Magellan and his crew, after their first circumnavigational journey of the globe, that's what they found. That one fewer days had elapsed than he had recorded, as happened to Thelonious Fogg in Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. He found the same thing. The international dateline can be anywhere on the globe, but it is placed at the most convenient place to avoid the larger populations, of course, because it does bring confusion. It's conveniently to be 180 degrees away from the defining meridian that goes through Greenwich, England. Now, that is a man-made place. They picked this out purposely when they designed a calendar. These are wise men. You got to hand it to them. Man, they got close. But we ain't pitching horseshoe. We're trying to present ourselves holy and acceptable to Yahweh, where we can keep the seventh day correctly, and that renews itself every month in a way that Yahweh sets the time. See, it puts Yahweh in charge, and by putting him in charge of the things that he set for you, for your benefit, for your purpose, for your instruction, for your guidance. However, there has always been zigs and zags in the international dateline to allow for local circumferences. Historical positions of the international dateline from notes on the history of the date or calendar line in the New Zealand Journal of Science and Technology, Volume 11, page 85, and they position in this journal 3 pages devoted to the international dateline, the weaknesses of it, and they acknowledge it is designed that way for the calendar line of the Gregorian calendar. And any way you cut it, if you go in two separate ways, Eastern to the left, which is, and Western, it's going to come out in 2 different days. You ain't gonna wind up in the proper timeline. That's the weakness. We're exposing the Achilles heel of the devil's calendar. I'm going to repeat that for you Seventh-day Saturday people that's keeping Saturn Day, designed by a church authority that has caused the whole world, every nation in the world. Now listen to me. Every nation in the world, reluctantly, they are keeping, in some cases reluctantly, but they are keeping, they're keeping this international dateline and calendar, and, well, for purposes that I've just said, that it's become a common count time or calendar, it's become commonplace to have this type of calendar hanging on the wall. Because the power, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we're up against a formidable foe here. They will think, who? Well, it proved out it was the whore church of Revelation 17. If you've got any guts to look at truth, take a good look at the whore church that sits on many waters, which was the peoples of the earth, and caused all of them to receive a mark. And this mark is the breaking of the Sabbath. That identifies you as it is with the same mark of those that keep it. That's the mark. If you will keep my Sabbath, and I told you there in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verses 12 through 20. Man, I read that, and I tell you what, I almost went into a coma thinking about these things. I mean, I had to ponder these things, and I said, man, here I am, 48 years old. Have I been deceived? When I got the revelation of the lunar Sabbath, I mean, it was awful. How disappointed I was. And yet, on the other hand, when I began to study the truth, how I growed. Me and Brother Arnold, he's probably one of the foremost authorities on the Sabbath in the United States, if not the world. I don't know of anybody that's any greater in championing the cause of the lunar calendar. That's one of his real pet projects. He stays on that all the time, and rightfully so. It's a big, important subject. And he and I started out at the same time searching for the truth of the Sabbath, and we came to the same conclusions day after day as we studied, we prayed, and we fasted. We did our homework. We started adding to our knowledge and taking from the lies of the international dateline calendar of the Catholic, which we had trusted in. We just assumed that they had that. We never did question, and probably you haven't either, and that's why I'm preaching tonight, that you should probably question the calendar that you go by that says Saturday's the seventh day. It's impossible to have Saturday's the seventh day. Impossible on a 7-day continuous count, and yet we've got these stupid. Oh, man, I don't want to start on these preachers. I'm going to call them everything but a jake-legged milk cow when I get started on them. I just cannot tolerate the ignorance and the stupidity of these jake-legged preachers that ain't got enough spine and backbone to stand up and acknowledge when they're wrong, like I did when I was 48 years old. I've eaten a lot of crow. I had to go back and lick my calf, as we say it down here in the South. I had to lick my calf when I found out the true name. I got the name Revelation, and I got it in the 20th chapter of the book of Ezekiel and the 12th verse. It's amazing. I really got them. I got the Sabbath and the name at the same time, but just didn't know that because I got so happy about the name when I found out the true name. That the name at the Catholic Church that had brought in, it wasn't Jesus. And I know you're thinking I'm going to jump on you about that name. If that's all the knowledge you've got to call him Jesus, you go right ahead and do that. But when you hear the truth and hear it expounded and proven that the name Jesus is not even 500 years old and you still hang on to it, you got a problem. For well, you reject the commandments to keep your own tradition. And the same thing applies when you take the international dateline, which can be anywhere on the globe as it zigzags here and there, and it's positioned itself, as I told you, in the New Zealand Journal of Science and Technology, volume 11, page 385 through 388, 3 pages of showing you the weakness of the calendar line that would give you 2 days. If you went opposite directions, one would gain a day and one would lose one. That's confusion, ladies and gentlemen. That ain't perfect. Yahweh's calendar by the lunar is the only perfect formula. It amazes me how perfect it is, how beautiful it is. Now, over the years, now listen to me now. This is from the New Zealand Journal. Over the years, the position of the international dateline has changed several times. Up until 1845, the Philippines was on the eastern side of the international dateline, and that's the same side that the United States was on. It was on the eastern side of the line because it was a Spanish colony, and most Europeans arrived via the Spanish colonies into South America. Indonesia, almost directly to the south of the Philippines, was a Dutch colony, and most European arrivals came via the Cape of Good Hope. Thus, Indonesia was on the western side of the international dateline, with the Philippines on the eastern side. After the independence of the South American countries, most people traveling to the Philippines also came by the way of the Cape of Good Hope. So it was decided to change from the east of the line to the west of the line. Alaska, originally claimed by Russia, was to the west of the international dateline, because most travelers arrived there by the way of Siberia. When the United States bought Alaska in 1867, the line, listen to this now, was moved to the west of it. And the most recent change in the line was in 1995, when Kiribati moved a large segment of it to the east so that the entire nation would be on the same side of the international dateline. Is that confusion or what? Is that man-made or what? And that's your Catholic calendar that you ignorant, unlearned, if you are. I mean, I was ignorant and unlearned. I acknowledge it. You're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4 and 6, or 6 and 4. So, you've got a problem here. If you will not acknowledge that the international dateline is a man-made line, imaginary now, it's imaginary, but they know where it's at because they've marked the earth as a globe, and they have, and if you look on your globe, just get you a school map, you'll see the international dateline and its positioning, and time changes depending on the eastern or the western side. And so then it caused some dilemmas with the Seventh-day Adventist, which they will not acknowledge, as with other changes in the international date line. The changes were made by a government with local interest. As a result, the line is as far east as 150 degrees farther east than Honolulu. This did not change where the first sunrise of the new millennium occurred. However, the honor still went to Antarctica. The position given on most maps is the line drawn by the British Admiralty in 1921. You can find this information on the United States Naval Observatory and the astronomical applications as it's applied. Information that you need if you actually want the truth. That the center line or the date line for confirmation, or you can actually fly around the earth keeping up with the evenings and the morning days and never miss an account. And when you return, you will be on a different day than the people that you left behind. And this is a fact. Now, there you are with the lying, stinking, low down, deceiving, demonic, satanic power of a calendar hanging on your wall that can deceive you into thinking that you're doing God a service. It's a fact. You can't get around it. The greatest weakness of the international dateline calendar is it's man-made. Again, Daniel 7:25. Look at it.
You say, well, they ain't helping yet, Pastor Buddy. You know, in the days to come.
Now, this is how ignorant and dumb and blind the Seventh-day Adventist people, and pardon me, I don't mean to jump on you here, but I've got to show you something. You've become dull of hearing, so I've got to kick your butt real good with the word. It is almost impossible to change tradition. But listen to this justification by the Seventh-day Adventist. Well, now, there's going to come a day, glory to God, they're going to change the Sabbath. And they're going to make it mandatory that you're going to have to keep Sunday, glory to God. Now, that's how ignorant that these people are, arguing over a calendar that is inaccurate. A way that seems right as opposed to the way that is right. And hey, ladies and gentlemen, I grew up with a Gregorian calendar hanging on the wall. I didn't know who made it. I never asked. Ask and you shall receive. You have not because you ask not. What's wrong, ladies and gentlemen? What's wrong with the things that Yahweh has positioned in the Scriptures to give you what? To give you a right to the tree of life. Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you that if you want the truth, the truth's out there for you, if you're man enough or woman enough to grab it. The international dateline is a line that separates two consecutive calendar days, and it is a fact. A simple truth that if they do nothing, they would be in two different cycles of the week and two separate dates of the man-made month, and causing them on two separate days of the week. In reality, they will still be in two separate cycles, and it only seems to put them there on the same date, but the date is artificial because of the true dates in Scripture are by the moon. Again, not the international dateline.
When will the new moon be gone?
to hell with a new moon. Who cares? So says the whore. So says the church of Revelation 17. Who would think? Daniel saw her. John admired her. She was a beautiful, she created such a beautiful thing that she would deceive even old John fell at her feet almost and wanted to worship her. Listen to this. They would have these travelers. If they left the eastern hemisphere and to the left of the line, it is always one day ahead of the date in the western hemisphere again. So if you started out, like I've said, in opposite directions, one would arrive a day apart of the other if you actually kept your dates. But with that international dateline, it's imaginary. And then they'll tell you, well, what's today? Well, if you met in the eastern zone, which you just lost a day from the western side, and that's a natural fact. It's natural because if the sun comes up in the east, which it does, and then the timeline over on the west coast is 3 hours different in the chain of the timekeeping, yet with Yahweh, it's always in uniform as the moon and the stars, which are navigable, and by the sun, which is acceptable as the solar unit of measure. Yahweh's got his own international dateline, and it's called the spring equinox. That's his international dateline. It's reckoned there is historical evidence that the tribes of Israel came into the United States. All over the United States is these observatories that were marking the spring equinox to start a new year after the first moon, after the equinox. And then you're on a rotation cycle, and you know yourself that the 13th month was added to make up for the days that you're going to creep out. If you don't, you're going to move out of the spring equinox if you don't allow, because it's an imperfect 365 and a quarter divisible by 12. You're going to lose time. And the calendar thing, you're going to lose 11 and a quarter days approximately. They have to be added up every 3 years. It adds up to a total of a month. And that's how that they keep it within the cycle of. And if you don't do that with any type of calendar, notice this now. If you don't do it with any type of calendar, when it happened to Magellan's crew after the first circumnavigation of the globe, likewise a person traveling eastward would find that one fewer day had elapsed than he had recorded, as it happened to Mr. Fogg, in Around the World in 80 Days. The international dateline can be anywhere on the globe, and this is the confusion that has got people out of touch and out of sync with these things that they have accounted as accurate timepieces. And here's the Seventh-day Adventist saying, oh, we know that they're going to change the Sabbath. Yep. Well, they did change the Sabbath. But the problem is it never was on Saturday. See, that's how blind they are. It was on a lunar rotation, proven by the Bible. And the new moon came. The first of the month, the cycle began. It renewed itself. You had to wait for the changing of the new moon. First crescent light means you go back to work. You work for 6 days, and the signal, the light in the heaven, the moon, marvelous. It will type itself out with the darkness being on the left side of the globe, of the moon, one half on the first 8-day count, you'll find that the moon is in its first quarter stage, and this can be proved by the U.S. Naval Observatory, which knows accurately the dates set with these mechanical instruments to perfection. Actually, you can navigate the precession of the equinox. They can go back, as I've demonstrated, on a message a couple of weeks ago, that they can go back in time and pinpoint a celestial happening, even at the time of Christ, or back in the Babylonian days, or back in the Mesopotamia days. These are mile markers in the heavens. And the Bible says for you to look up, for there will be signs in the heavens. Now, listen to this now. Let me give you another little point. Adam lived almost 1,000 years, and if he had traveled east of Jerusalem to the United States, his cycle Sabbath would be correct. And if he traveled west to the U.S., his cycle Sabbath would be correct also. The same is true for his descendants, and beside this, the Sabbath was not made for man, not for Jerusalem, and therefore the Sabbath goes for man. Wherever he travels, therefore the Sabbath goes if you're on a lunar application only. Because if you're on a Gregorian, you're going to lose a day depending on your travel. If a man whose descendants came to the United States from the east married a woman whose descendants came in from the west, he would keep the traditional Saturday cycle first, and then she would have to keep the Sunday 24 hours later. That is, he would go to church one day, and she would go to church the next day, because of the inconvenience of the weakness of the Gregorian calendar. Can't be denied. This has been argued and debated in forums with scientists, international dateline experts. They have tried to perfect it and get it closer because it's a sore spot in their teaching of a calendar that is imperfect. Yahweh's calendar is perfect. You've just got to know how to keep it. Learn not the ways of the heathen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I might also mention that the man and his wife would be keeping all the other feast days, the Moads, on the same day. The new moons, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Trumpets, the Unleavened Bread Festival, Tabernacles, because these days are by the moon, and if they are observed, the scriptural seventh day Moad at the end of the lunar weeks, they would be keeping them on the same day also instead of a day apart, because man's travel does not affect the feast days and should not affect the weekly Sabbath feast, and will not if the true lunar months and the lunar weekly Sabbath feast days are observed. But if you use this Gregorian calendar, you're using confusion. And Satan said, I will sit on the mount of the congregation. I will sit upon the mount. If you really look at that proper word that they use as congregation, it meant that he would rule on the Sabbath day. He would change the true Sabbath to a Sabbath of an international dateline, Sinrite calendar, hang it in every man, woman, and child's home, and get them to keep it. It's amazing how he can change and get us away from the tradition that Yahweh gave us and taught us. David said, tomorrow's a new moon. We don't need that new moon. Man, that's just one of them things that we wish it was gone. We don't need that thing. Get it out of here. How long will we have to wait for it to change? We ain't going to wait for that new moon. Let's do away with it. And old Caesar said, well, y'all don't like it, huh? Yahweh said, how long will I tarry? How long will I put up with you stiff-necked, uncircumcised heathen? You want to be heathen? You want to play tag with the Dayton's and times? Well, then you go out there and you join the whore church. Here comes the Seventh-day Adventist, and so we hate the whore. Well, why is it that you keep the same time she does?
Well, we don't.
We keep it on Saturday. But you keep the same calendar that is inadequate and short because it's got a deficiency of the international dateline, and then you justify it.
I say, well, I'll tell you what, the Catholic Church, they changed it from Saturday to Sunday, and they're going to impose it, and one of these days we're going to have to keep it. They've done got the blue law passed. I've heard that.
I kept this Saturday Sabbath longer than I kept the Sunday Sabbath, and I kept both of them. As a Baptist boy, of course, I grew up as a Sunday worshiper, and when I seen the light, I jumped out of the frying pan and got right in the fire with the seventh day of the teaching that Saturday had to be the seventh day because that's what the calendar said. Man, was I ever deceived. Now, remember what it says, that the transgression of the law is sin? What is the fourth commandment? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. If you keep the Saturday Sabbath or you keep the Sunday Sabbath, you are breaking, proven by the weakness of this system that they have designed. Nobody can sweep it under the rug. Oh, how they would love to. And then men like myself that preach the lunar Sabbaths, come on, and you'll turn the radio off in disgust and go to bed. Or wipe your mouth like the whorish woman that commits adultery and wipes her mouth and says she's done no wrong. Because everybody else is doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, you better take a good, long look at the Saturday, the Sabbath teaching of the Seventh-day people. I used to be one. You certainly better take a good long look at the people that keep the Sunday Sabbath. Anyone with common intelligence should admit that the Scripture clearly, very clearly at that, teaches only one seventh-day cycle each week. They will, or they must, acknowledge that with a traditional solar seven-day uninterrupted cycle, there will be two of them on entirely two different 24-hour spans apart. And when men begin migrating east and west from the Garden of Eden, and they meet on the opposite side of the earth, this is true even though they are living in the same house. For there will be two back-to-back seven-day weekly cycles of a 24-hour space apart to choose from when the Scripture clearly teaches only one, and this absolutely rules out any possibility of the traditional weekly solar cycle being scripturally correct, and therefore you must take down your going calendar.
You say, well, if I do that, Pastor Buddy, I'll lose my job.
Well, which is more important? Your salvation and going to heaven, are you keeping your little measly job? Yeah, but I'm making good money. I'm knocking down 80 grand. Well, when you wrap yourself up in that 80 grand and go to hell and it starts burning and you ain't got no water to put out the fire, I wonder if that 80 grand would seem like a problem. You could wrap yourself and roll yourself in money and burn in hell for eternity by disobeying Yahweh. them that love him will make sacrifices. That's what this is all about. If you love the tradition of the world more than you love the truth of Yahweh's word. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you that the scripture clearly teaches only one seventh day cycle each week. And in reality, when men slowly migrated around the earth and met 1,000 or so years ago, they would most definitely have two different days. And again, this rules out the traditional uninterrupted cycle as being an option. You shouldn't even consider it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is I know this is hard on you if you are a Seventh-day keeper or you're a Sunday keeper. And I hope and trust that Yahweh would help you keep the appointments. You've got to find a conclusive scriptural definition in order to prove all things. And if you prove all things and hold fast to that which is good and shun the traditions of the world, I don't care how popular it is. Well, I tell you, I just don't believe it matters. God loves you anyway, honey. Why in the world did God kill these people that broke his Sabbath? You say, well, that's back under that old law, and we ain't under that no more now. You know, you go over in the New Testament, and he ain't kill nobody. Oh, I don't think he read the New Testament. The Bible said they that died when they failed to keep Moses' instructions, they died without mercy. Consider yourself in the New Testament, lest you also perish. Micah chapter 3, verse 6, the sun shall go down over the prophets and the day will be dark that they may not see. Micah 3 and 6. These prophets are blind with the tradition that they grew up in. Oh yeah, it seems right. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is what? Death? Wrap yourself in your 80 grand a year? Or would you rather live on branch water and cornbread and have peace in your heart and your home when you worship the Sabbath on the day that the lunar calendar says it's the Sabbath? It's the only single seven-day cycle approved by Yahweh, guaranteed in the world. And if you're using a Gregorian calendar, you are of all men most miserable tonight if you're listening to my message. You can't be happy. The word will cut you. You say, yeah, but Pastor Buddy, you're just in such a bad spirit. If you was one of those good little old people, there ain't nothing good going to get you to heaven. Your goodness ain't going to get you nowhere but in trouble. Being good is not the prerequisite. Being right is. There's a difference. Satan appears good, but he's the most evilest, demonic, satanic, filthy, lewd character in the Bible. And if he's deceived you by giving you a Gregorian calendar and organizing a church called the Whore Church of Revelation 17 that sits on seven hills, you better wake up. She's hung a calendar on your wall, and here you are.
Same little Saturday, it says right here on this calendar. It's a Sabbath day.
I've had them to go and get over to the wall of churches where I was debating and get their fingers and almost run their finger through the wall pointing out Saturday. That's a Sabbath day, can't you see? They think that calendar is God's perfect 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Impossible. With the change of the calendar, and I've heard these arguments when you tell them that Pope Gregory changed and took time, oh yeah, but I got a cure for that. You see, it all came back online, and he straightened it all out. Well, he says in his word that he'll even cause those who he give it and taught it to, cause them to forget it. And how in the world can a bunch of dumb Gentiles in Rome, and anywhere else for that matter, without an international dateline set up to deceive you if you practice it? And the Bible said they will cast the truth to the ground, and they shall practice, and they shall prosper. Oh, I'm paying my tithes at church, and boy, we're having such a good revival. Come over here and get saved. They run into an old grizzled prophet like me, and they say, oh, you need to get saved. You don't have the love of God in your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the love except truth? Have I become your enemy because I've told you the inadequacies and the error and the stupidity of the Gregorian calendar that you're hanging onto and pointing your finger? There's the seventh day. The first day of the week is Sunday. That's the Roman Catholic Church, and that's the Baptist and all these other churches. But we are the Seventh-day people, and God said the seventh day to rest. Did God say, consult Pope Gregory and he'll fix your calendar up? You think Pope Gregory was full of Holy Ghost? If you do, I've got some oceanfront property for you down in Phoenix, Arizona. It ain't happening, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't happening. Not anytime soon. And you better study. Now, we've got a calendar. A lunar calendar that we have got here tonight. We could send to you if you'd like to know the correct times. Now, if you just want to be one of those curiosity seekers, just to look see what it looks like, then you shouldn't order it. But if you are destined, and if you are moved to change your wicked ways and come out of her, my people, then get this calendar, order it. Tonight, you can order it by simply writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight here on a Wednesday night. Sorry about the internet. We'll probably have her up Friday night, and I'll see you there on Friday night. I'll be in on the 9:30 Eastern Standard Time mark. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary tonight, 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Call my sponsors and tell them that you heard Pastor Buddy on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't Yahweh wonderful? He's perfect. His ways are perfect. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken away. Pope Gregory tried to correct the floating of the seasons that I talked a little bit to you about. And when Julius Caesar booted the moon out of the calendar, yeah, Mr. Caesar didn't like that because it interfered with their commerce. And the dumb Israelites scattered in the Roman Empire was glad to get out because they didn't want to keep it either. Amos 8 and 5.
When will the new moon be gone
that we can buy and sell? Man, they thought more about buying and selling than they did of obeying Yahweh. Did you know that you can take less? I have actually known men that were converted to this calendar, and they got so serious about it that they quit their jobs, changed their jobs on faith, and prospered more than it did under the Gregorian system. That may not work out for you. You may go broke and starve to death. But I'd rather be right starving to death than to be wrong with a belly full going to hell. When he booted the moon out, they did not take into consideration that man would be traveling around the earth, and that sooner or later they would discover that the Roman pagan calendar had a flaw. When Pope Gregory tried to correct the floating of the seasons, which was an initial problem, we know that he got it close, like I said. But the calendar placed the months on a mathematical count of 30 or 31 days, and the weeks on a mathematical count of 1 through 7, paying no attention to the moon, and therefore it's still today has major problems, especially when you travel. If you want jet lag to heaven, you better get on the correct calendar. You might get jet lag and can't make it because these jake-legged preachers have deceived you. The true Sabbaths are determined by the phases of the moon. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not a carnal count of 1 through 7 of a continuous cycle because of the indivisible, impossible count of dividing 12 into 365. There has to be some allotments made and some changes. Genesis 1:14, Psalms 104, verse 19, compared to Leviticus 23, 2 and 3. You better line it up. Lunar Sabbaths are the only conclusive, proven from scriptural, mathematically, historically, scientifically, and above all, by nature itself, by the master mathematician who hung the heavens and placed the signs up there for you to keep his time. Well, we got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB. We love you. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach so hard to you, but I do love you in spite of my hard saying.